The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, Disc 2.
Chapter 73. I used to think that Mother and Father might get divorced. That was because they had lots of arguments, and sometimes they hated each other. This was because of the stress of looking after someone who has behavioural problems, like I have. I used to have lots of behavioural problems, but I don't have so many now because I'm more grown up and I can take decisions for myself and do things on my own, like going out of the house and buying things at the shop at the end of the road. These are some of my behavioural problems. A. Not talking to people for a long time. Once, I didn't talk to anyone for 5 weeks. B. Not eating or drinking anything for a long time. When I was 6, Mother used to get me to drink strawberry-flavoured slimming meals out of a measuring jug, and we'd have competitions to see how fast I could drink a quarter of a litre. C. Not liking being touched. D. Screaming when I'm angry or confused. E. Not liking being in really small places with other people. F. Smashing things when I'm angry or confused. G. Groaning. H. Not liking yellow things or brown things and refusing to touch yellow things or brown things. I. Refusing to use my toothbrush if anyone else has touched it. J. Not eating food if different sorts of food are touching each other. K. Not noticing that people are angry with me. L. Not smiling. M. Saying things that other people think are rude. People say that you always have to tell the truth, but they do not mean this, because you're not allowed to tell old people that they're old, and you're not allowed to tell people if they smell funny, or if a grown-up has made a fart. And you're not allowed to say, "I don't like you," unless that person has been horrible to you. N. Doing stupid things. Stupid things are things like emptying a jar of peanut butter onto the table in the kitchen and making it level with a knife so that it covers all the table right to the edges, or burning things on the gas stove to see what will happen to them, like my shoes, or silver foil, or sugar. O. Hitting other people. P. Hating France. Q. Driving Mother's car. I only did this once by borrowing the keys when she went into town on the bus, and I hadn't driven a car before, and I was 8 years old and 5 months, so I drove it into the wall, and the car isn't there anymore because Mother's dead. R. Getting cross when someone has moved the furniture. It is permitted to move the chairs and the table in the kitchen, because that's different. But it makes me feel dizzy and sick if someone has moved the sofa and the chairs around in the living room or the dining room. Mother used to do this when she did the hoovering, so I made a special plan of where all the furniture's meant to be and did measurements, and I put everything back in its proper place afterwards, and then I felt better. But since Mother died, Father hasn't done any hoovering, so that's okay. And Mrs. Shears did the hoovering once, but I did groaning, and she shouted at Father, and she never did it again. Sometimes, these things would make Mother and Father really angry, and they'd shout at me, or they'd shout at each other. Sometimes, Father would say, "Christopher, if you do not behave, I swear I shall knock the living daylights out of you." Or Mother would say, "Jesus, Christopher, I'm seriously considering putting you in a home." Or Mother would say, "You are going to drive me into an early grave."